started the tour away in Northwest London, Friday, the 3rd day for the Moed, 19th of Tishri, 14th of October, Avocha Eli Glazer, Ishmael.
Stay in Mishnah and Sukkah of Tesamud Aleph. Sukkah Yeshana, an old Sukkah. Bishamai Pesin, Bishil Machshir. Beis of Sukkah Yeshana. Kol Shah Sukkah in the Chag Shlishim Yeh. Says Machoik is Bisham Bishil by Sukkah Yeshana. The Mishnah is Mazbe, Sukkah Yeshana is a Sukkah that was made before 30 days before Yom Tov. So Bishamai hold its Possel, Bishil hold its Kosher. Zudrashi, Sukkah Yeshana. Because the Mepharish, like the Mishnah is Mazbe, Shah Sukkah in the Chag Shlishim Yeh. He made it before 30 days before Yom Tov. Didn't speak out that it should be l'shem yom tov. So the Sfas Emes already has made it that why does it need to be pirish? Rashi says v'lo pirish yeh l'shem chag. Why do you have to speak it out b'divur? Normally we find, let's say by mitzvah sukkos kavana and other times of lishma, that you don't need to say it. You don't need to think it. Why here do you need to say it? B'shama poslin said Rashi, the boy sukkah lishma. B'shama hold that sukkah needs to be made lishma. V'zu stam nasis. This was made stam. So what about within 30 days? V'lo tarich l'shem chag have a because we talk about the halachas of Yom Tov before Yom Tov for 30 days already, then stam o'eser l'shem chag o'eser. Stam when a person makes a sukkah, well, he's automatically making the same l'shem sukkah. Avokayim shoshim semlav l'chag. Within 30, before that, it wouldn't be l'shem Yom Tov. V'sil machshir and delay be'ina sukkah l'shem chag. V'sil hold the taka don't need lishma. They learn that from sukkim. V'sil hold you don't need lishma by sukkah. So to start off, we'll ask two kashas. The first kasha is the kasha of Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Yud and the Tzlach here in Daf Tes. They ask that Tosfos brings Yerushalmi, which says that the same machlokes we have by Hillel, by Shammai, by Sukkah, whether or not you need Lishma, the same machlokes applies by Matzah. A Matzah Yeshana, a Matzah that was made before 30 days before Yom Tov. Is it kasha? So by Shammai hold that it's possible because you need Lishma and it wasn't made Lishma. And by Hillel will hold it's kasha because you don't need Lishma. the kasha is that we've got, there's a mission in Pesachim Daf Lamed here, which says that if you make matzahs for Chalis Toda, or Kiki Nozeh, you make them shame to be used for carbon, and then turns out you don't use them, and you want to use them for mitzvahs matzah on Pesachim Seder night, then it's possible, the Mishnah says, that the Gemara Favos, because it wasn't made Lishma. You need matzahs to be made Lishma. And the Yerushalmi tells the people, the Fili Yerushalmi, which are passing like Bishilo, like we do by Sukkah, that you don't need Lishma, nor by matzah, nor by Sukkah, nor by matzah. And so you wouldn't need lishma, so it's a sira the Bavli Yerushalmi. And it's a sira Allah, to be paskin like Basil by Sukkah, that you don't need lishma. And by Matzah, to be paskin that you do need lishma. That's the first kasha. The second kasha is the kasha of the Oni Gyan to Basil in Beis, and also the Mechaz Chinuch in Mitzvah Yod. They ask from a Mishnah in Gittin. Shei Mishnah in Gittin, Dach Chav Dalet. If a man tells a sefer, I've got two wives, and I don't know yet which one I want to be Megarish, why write a get, Le'ez Asher Eretz, Le'ez Asher Eretz Agarish. And the sefer is Dach Mechav and Azay, and he writes a get, which a get has to be written lishma. And he writes again, Le'ez Asher Eretz. And the Mishnah says it's possible. Is that the Gemara was? Because Ein Brira. Now, Pashtus, Ein Brira means, if you go with Pashtus, it means that Ein Chal Lo Yischal Ala Sofik. If you need something to be Chal, then it can't be Chal Ala Sofik. If it doesn't know where to be Chal, it can't be Chal Ala Sofik. Let's say baguette. The man says, write it for whichever wife I want it to be Chal tomorrow. Then B'Shas Ksiva, when he was writing the get, the get didn't know for which woman it's being written for. So it couldn't be Chal on the get that it's a get L'Shem Ishazu. So because it didn't know for whom, it couldn't be chal at all, so it's not a sefer krisos. That's Ein Brira. Now we pass an Ein Brira, so it turns out that the get would be possible. So if it's only Yom Tov and Mechaz Chinuch, that's so too by Matzah. There's a Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Lamed Ches, on this mission we just quoted about making Chalis Teidah. That if you make Matzah for Chalis Teidah, and you're making it to sell, the Mishnah says, that means you're planning to give it to people who need Chalis Teidah. Then, and you're worried that you might not be able to sell all of it, and you'll be left over with some matzah that you can use for Pesach. So you can be master, you can make a tonight. And the ones I'm going to sell should be taka l'shem chalis teda, which also need to be lishma. And the ones which I'm not going to sell should be l'shem matzah. So they ask, what do you mean? We pass an Ein Brira. When you were making the matzah, was it clear which ones would be used for matzah, which ones would be used for chalis teda? No. So it couldn't be chal at the time, for which it should be. So it should be possible because Ein Brira didn't know for where to be chal or for whom to be chal. Those are the two kashas. So Baruch Be'er in Gittin Siman Yod comes to answer both kashas. And he says, he said, I'll read out his Loshen. Vinira, he brings down both kashas. Then he says, Vinira, Tehinim Atzinu Dini Lishma B'Tera K'ngin G'Abaget V'Kabonos. We found Lishma by Get, Kabonos, Sefer Tera, Tefillin, Mezuzos, Tzitzis, V'Kodema. By mitzvahs, when you're doing them, when you're making them, not doing the actual mitzvah. Matzinu gam ki indini kavana, he calls it. Kavana. The Torah. Kagirin asiyas mitzvahs. When you're doing mitzvahs, le manda oma mitzvahs tichs kavana. Let's say, lefim manda oma, that you need mitzvahs tichs kavana. When you're learning Krishna, you need to be think, I'm doing this Hashem mitzvahs Krishna. Tzorech ladas ma'o din lishma o ma'o din lkavana. We need to know what are these two dinim. Venire. The din lishma shabba Torah, the din asiyah. Kagirin get or kavanas. To be in an asiyah gaba get. The din Torah by get is that you need to make a get for kabbonis. You need to shech the carbon, you need to do the avodas of the carbon. It would say for Torah, but tefillin, mezuzahs, for kedoma. The aladesha oisa oisa lishma. The Torah said when you do it lishma, nasu get the carbon to save the Torah. He's saying that it makes it into a get the carbon and save the Torah. There's a chiluk between lishma of mitzvahs and let's say mitzvahs tichas kavana. When you write tefillin, mezuzah, when you write a get, you're not just writing a get and it's automatically a get. And the Torah said on the side to think lishma. Torah is saying that without your kavana, it's not a get. It's not a sefer Torah. It's not a mezuzah. It's not a tefillin. It's a parchment with a lashon which you would find in tefillin on it. But it's not tefillin. It's not chalan it ashamed tefillin. What you do with your kavana is that you shaf it. You pray the chalos that this is now chalan this klaf. Let's say shem kedush has tefillin. Kedush has sefer Torah. A get. There's a second din. Aval din kavana. Gabe asiyah samitzah. Ain't a din asiyah. It's not a din that you pile into what you're doing. Dinamad alidei zesh machavan. On the day that you're machaven, nasa achila achilas matzah, it doesn't become a chefza of achilas matzah. Let's say a person sits down to eat matzah, so it's a mitzvah, and mitzvah six kavana needs to be machaven. It's not pshat that his achilas matzah isn't achilas matzah without kavana, and with kavana is an achilas matzah. Avad he's eating matzah without kavana. Pshat in the kavana is, the Torah said, eat matzah, and at the same time, you need to be machaven. Why am I eating matzah? It's a box you have to tick. But avad you, and without you, you're not here to the mitzvah, and achinami. But it doesn't turn the achilas matzah into an achilas matzah. Those are the two tzadim. One we call das peyeles, when your actual das is poiling in what you're doing, so it turns it into get. And the other is this kavana ba'alma. Now with this you can answer both kashas. The first kasha was a steer between the Yushalmi and the Bavli. The Yushalmi says the machlikas b'sham b'shilal by sukkah is the same machlikas by matzah. So it turned out that if you pass like b'shilal, like by sukkah, that you don't need lishma, and by matzah you wouldn't need lishma. But of course we pass on that matzah does need lishem matzah's mitzvah. So the answer to that is that b'sham b'shilal were arguing whether or not you need lishma. But what type of lishma were they discussing? They were discussing the high level of lishma, das peyeles, where you're turning it into a sukkah with your kavana. B'shama say you need lishma. What type of lishma? Das peyeles. B'shilohol, you don't need lishma b'chal. You don't need lishma b'chal. But we pass on b'shilohol. You talk you don't need lishma. So by matzah, the b'shama says simachlikas. So b'shama we're told that you need a lishma. What type of lishma? A higher type of lishma to shaf it into a matzah when you're making the matzah. And b'shilohol told you don't need lishma. We pass on b'shilohol. Talk you don't need lishma. The Mishnah Lamatayim Psachim is a separate halacha. The Gemara that brings a different pasuk, Gishmat Vesmatzis. Yerushalmi would bring a pasuk with Tesvav that we learn out from Sukkah. So this halacha taka you could say isn't normal, isn't the din of Gishma like Bishama was talking about and Bisil were talking about. This is a new type of Gishma. This is a kavana. It's not pshat. You're turning the matzah into a matzah. The matzah is a matzah. What you're doing is you're taking the box. The Torah said you have to be machavan Gishma when you make the matzah. It's also the Torah. It's a second kasha. We asked the kasha from Gittin that we see you can't be machavan ala tzad. I don't know now what I'm being mechavan for by a get, let's say. So I'm being mechavan lishma by a get, and I don't know for what. It doesn't work. In Brera, doesn't know on the get what is bechal for this isha or for that isha. So we ask that by matzah as well, when you make the matzah, and you can be masna the Gemara on Gittin, Gemara Psachim says, you can make it tonight. The ones which I'm not going to sell should be lishay matzah. So it shouldn't work. In Brera, the answer is that that's only by chalos. We said what's Brera? In chalos, chal lasavik. When you write the get, it has to be chal on the get for which isha you're writing it for. It's a safer krisus lishay isha plainis. That's if it's a chalos. So in Achnami, if we were talking about the Yushalmi, it would be a problem. But we're not talking about the Yushalmi. We're talking about a poshta din of kavana. That the Torah said, while you're making it, think, why am I doing it? So Yataka, it turns out that I pull out a matzah afterwards, but I said in there, and this, I didn't manage to sell it. This matzah was made with the kavana of Lashem Matzah's mitzvah. I was mechavan for the one which is osid, not even osid, which Taka didn't sell. So it doesn't have to be chal on the matzah, Lashem Matzah's mitzvah. That's the text of the two kashas. So actually, we could say two nafkaminas. Based on this, based on these two dinim. The first nafkamina is the Gabi Dibbo. There's a Torah in Simon Yudea, Simon Rish Ayin Dalud. He's talking about Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah has to be written in Shema. So the Torah says, Tzorach Shiyoyma HaSefer, the Sefer has to say, Kshamas Chalichta Yiv Sefer Zeh, Kshamas Chalichta, when he starts to write, Sefer Zeh Anikoyser Hashem Kedush HaSefer Torah. When he starts writing the Sefer Torah, the Sefer has to say, I'm writing this Hashem Kedush HaSefer Torah. But later on, in some Rishai involved, he says, there's a separate halacha that Shem Hashem, the name of Hashem has to be written in the Shema as well, it's called Azkaros. And he says, by that, Afal Pisha Oimer B'tchilas Ksivas HaSefer, even though he said at the beginning of writing the Sefer Torah, Shekoysev Hashem Kedush HaSefer Torah, B'chol Pam Shekoysev Shem, every time he writes the Shem Hashem, Tzorach lachshev, he has to think. Shekris v'shem kedus ha-shem, v'im lo yi'osa kein posel. So both these kavanas are ma'akev. Babai, when you're sitting down at the beginning, you have to say it. When you're writing Hashem Hashem in the middle, you only have to think it. So all the achrayin and taka ask, what's the chiluk? Why by one do you have to think it? Why by one do you have to say it? So Reb Chaim and Sefer in Tefillin, taka ask the kasha. Reb Chaim taka ask the kasha. And he's machalik. He says, Mamash, like we're saying, that when you're starting to write a Sefer Torah, what you're doing is you're shuffling on the Sefer Torah, chalois, that it's a Shem Kedush HaSefer Torah. It's chalon Kedush HaSefer Torah. So he learns out from Pigel that when you'd be shuffling a chalois, it would require a dibble. You'd need to say it out, you speak it out. Without it, it can't be chalon on the Sefer Torah, the chalois. Now, Sheinke, the Shem Hashem is the Shem Hashem, even without your kavanah. You've written Yud Kei Vav Kei. What you need to do is you don't need to make a chalon a Shem Kedush HaSashem. Pasha, it's not kosher for a Sefer Torah if you're not mechavan lishma on this at the same time. That should be the Shem Kedush HaSashem. Has to be. It's like a box to tick on the side, and without it, it's not kosher for the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah would be possible, but it doesn't turn the Shem Hashem into Hashem Hashem. Mamash, like we're saying, the two tzadim, the high level of lishma would require dibur, the lower level of lishma wouldn't require dibur. The second nafkamina is the gabal chayshet for cotton, whether or not they can write it if a galah is oimad a gabal telling them what to do. So there's a mishnah and gittin, dafchok kimmel. The mishnah says, "Kol kshem lichtiv zaget." Everyone is kosher to write get. I feel chayshet for cotton. Chayshet cotton can write get even though it needs a shema. Fe the gemara walav neidinenu. The drashi because they can't be mechavan shema. What do you mean? So the gemara begalah oimad gabim. The galah can stand over them telling them what to think. Now it's good enough. That means it was written lishma. So Reb Chaim in Hilchos Yibum B'Chalitza is trying to work out a chiluk between, let's say, gittin. Chalitza as well is kosher by chayshet for cotton if there's a gadol imid agabeim. And trying to work out the difference between that and other mitzvahs. We find by other mitzvahs that it's no good as well by nesinas gittin v'kedushin. When a person wants to give a gittin v'kedushin, he can't do it aliday chayshet for cotton. So he wants to know what's the chiluk. So he's metaratzek v'zein. He says that there's two dinim of lishma. When you've got, let's say, by chalitza or by ksivas get, all you need is a lower level of lishma, a kavana. There's a steer, but we'll answer in a minute. All you need is a kavon. So for kavon, a chayshet v'kotan need to think, why am I doing it? So the man tells me, think you're doing it for, let's say, for this person, for this mitzvah. And they can have that image in their head. But when it needs rotzen, let's say, by nesinas getim kedushin, the ikka what's poiling, you need to poil a chaloise. And the ikka what's poiling is your rotzen, your das. You can't give a chayshet v'kotan das. You could tell them, put an image in their head, so it's on the side of the mice they're doing. But if the ikka what's going on here is their das, then it's no good. So that would be the two tzadim. Mamash like we're saying. And so it would turn out that for the high level of lishma, chayshet v'kotan, even with the god like Abba, is no good. For the lower level of lishma, when it's just on the side, you just need to think it, then it's okay. Problem is, we just said before by get, that when you're writing a get, you can't do al atzad, aim brera. That means it's chal on the get, ashim get, and that's a high level of lishma, the dance is poiling. And we also said that koyuk shem lichtav v'saget, afilu chayshet v'kotan, because it's a low level of lishma, so it's a steer. So Maroshi Rav Ron Gurvitz wanted to say that it's mavur throughout the Masechta and the Rishonim, but there's two dinim here. There's the din of the Baal and there's the din of the Sefer in the writing of a get. Shtei in Pasuk, Motzvay Vastava, the Baal, Motzvay Vastava. And Shtei on the same person because of the Sefer Krisos. He has to write a Sefer Krisos. It's even Machalik's Rishonim, whether or not you need Shichos. So we see that the Baal's got an effective role here in the writing of a get, that he is the Kaveh of the Lishma, the Kosav Law. It says that he has to write it. Law is how we derish Lishma, Law Lishma. So we see that he has to write it and it has to be Lishma. See, there's a din of Lishma of the Baal. Then, of course, there's a din of the Sefer, that he's the one putting pen to paper and he's writing the get. He would also have to write it lishma. So he wanted to say that there's two dinim. The Baal's din is the high level of lishma. His das is what's pulling the lishma in. He has to think, he has to say, probably, I'm writing it, it should be lishma. And when the Sefer writes, he's doing the low level of lishma. He's not turning it into a get. The Baal's really turned it into a Sefer Krisos. He just has to tick the box on the side that it's lishma. So Itaka, the Rosh Yeshiva bought a modika, Hagayis Maimonis, Bashim, Sefer Truma, and the Smag, which is Mamashak was saying. And it's in Girishin, Kragimal Alocha Aleph. And Mamash says, like we're saying, he says, Habal, Shekosav get ba'atmai, when the Baal himself writes the get, Tzoch Sheyoyman Hashem, Pleyas Ishtiani Kosvi, he has to say, like we said before, that the high level of Lishma would need the devil. He has to say, I'm writing it, Shetit Skarishbe, for my wife, that she's been gracious with it. But if he tells a Sefer, then Yoyma, he should say, L'shem Girishay Plainis Ishti. He has to speak out L'shem Girishay Ishti Plainis. And the Sefer Yechav and Lishma. The Sefer only has to think Lishma. Like we said, that the Baal is doing the high level of Lishma. That requires Debo. And the Sefer is doing the low level of Lishma. That's only a Kavona. Mamash, like we say. Either Torah Paskins that both need Debo. So the great answer to that is that the Torah learns the Sugi there differently. The Torah learns in the sugya by Gittin, when the Gemara says that a get is kosher v'chirishay to v'kotum v'kodloim v'lagabov, the Torah doesn't pass on that Gemara's maskana there. He doesn't pass on that gedolim v'lagabov is any good. He passes differently. He passes like a mirror that you need to leave most of the get unwritten. So he taka holds Kenzan, the sefer's role as well is a high level of lishma. That's why it's not kosher by a gedolim v'lagabov. See, that's why you alter the sefer as well need a dibur. So that's as well. Now it's very nice why Rashi says lepirishay lishma by sukkah. By sukkah, we said before the machlokes b'sham b'sukkah was a high level of lishma, which we said requires dibur, like by tefillin, and like by sefer Torah. Kfid v'orin, it's very good. Rashi says lepirishay lishma, you would need the dibur if you b'sham itak. We pass on it's b'sukkah, it's not negia. Actually, it would be negia one nakuda because the Tosfos brings Yerushalmi, which we choishes for shittas. He says tzorach lechadish badava. It's passing the Shulchan Aruch. Sukkah yishan k'shiru, v'vashi chadish badava. So some explain that that's to be choishes for shittas b'shamay. Normally we're not, but in this case we are choishes for shittas b'shamay. So, if you what we're saying, you should need a dibur when you're doing this chiddush dava, because that's what b'shamay hold. So, no one brings it there. But the pasuk says when the halacha is contrasting sukkah yishan v'vashi chadish badava, that means this: you've got an old sukkah. Now you want to take choishes be mechadish badava. Then you need to make it. Then you should be mechadish badava. Take choishes. You don't need a dibur. That's a separate reason. Some lishma. So then you don't need a dibur. But actually you can say that if you takwa be mechadish badava before shloshim yom. And you want to make it l'shem sukkah, then your taq would have to have a dibur. Wouldn't be any good just to think that you're doing l'shem sukkah. If you were saying. Okay, let's go.